Low News. The English Montreal School Board, or EMSB, is once again taking Quebec's government to court. On August 11th, the EMSB voted to sue the province over imposed budget cuts ahead of the upcoming school year. The EMSB is no stranger to legal battles with the province. They have active ongoing cases over language rights and religious symbols, as well as the dissolution of the school boards. This most recent plan is to sue over provincial budget cuts. Back in June, the province announced cuts to education. The EMSB is facing an $11 million budget cut, as well as an additional $10 million penalty if they fail to meet imposed staffing caps. That's a potential $20 million loss for the board coming into this new year. Joe Ortona is the president and chair of the EMSB. He believes this issue is related to the CAC government's relationship with English language education.
Unfortunately, this government refuses to acknowledge that we as a minority community have constitutional rights and constitutional protections when it comes to education. That's not a system that I guess they like or respect. They would much prefer to be able to impose whatever they want on us, which is something that, thankfully, the courts keep reminding them they can't do.
Here is Ortona breaking down the board's basic legal argument for taking the province to court over budget cuts.
As English school boards, we have the right to manage and control our system. The Court of Appeals stated very clearly last April in the Bill 40 judgment that the government doesn't get to micromanage how we spend our money. We understand the local needs. We understand what it is that the local community, wants in terms of priorities of where we spend the money, and we are legitimately elected by that community. With regards to the amount of cuts that they, not only the amount of cuts but the manner in which they announce these cuts, without any consultation of any kind, without any justification, without any transparency, so all of that is going to be debated in the courts.
The Ministry of Education has not responded to our questions about the lawsuit at this time. Back in June, when the cuts were announced, they stated publicly that their cuts to education, of $200 million total, represented only 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the beautiful people of Montreal, or whoever you, well, not whoever, wherever you're listening from. My name is Maximilian, and welcome back to Are We There Yet? Guys, I have some tragic news. No one died. Just my heart. This will be my last episode as the host of Are We There Yet? Just kidding. It's okay. I will still be at CJL, but I will not be hosting Are We There Yet? My awesome friend Sophie is coming back on air next week. You know, you guys have to send messages and say who is better, because she really wants to know. She's telling me she doesn't want to know. I just want you guys to message her and say that I was the best and awesome. Yeah, I'm not going to be here again next Wednesday. And it's a little tragic, but it's been such a pleasure to host this for the past, 2-3 months? It's been very important to me. So, the theme of today's episode, I've named DaBoof, because I'm in DaBoof, like the booth, but DaBoof. We're going to be doing a run back of some of my favorite things that I've listened to in DaBoof and shared with you guys, because I've had such a blast. Seriously. if I have anything to comment about what I've learned from being in the booth, and as being someone from Toronto, I really like metric. And I don't know if it's like self-indulgent to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go into a radio show about locations to broaden my understanding of music. And then all I did was like Toronto artists more than I realized. But yeah, so that and really liking the Hip, the Tragically Hip, not Toronto, but Kingston. Yeah, I don't know. I've expanded my music taste in some regards, but maybe I like a lot more Canadian music now. I think that's a good thing. And so I wanted to share that with you guys. We're going to start this chunk of the episode. We're going to do the Tragically Hip, the Weaker Thans. I think I've been saying the Weakertons the whole time. It's the Weaker Thans. Broken Social Scene and Metric. We're going to do all of them. These are some of my favorite Canadian artists. And there's some songs you heard before, some you haven't. But I think it's cool to run this back. Later in the show, I'm going to be playing music from my dad's band from the 90s. I have some stuff from 1996 by a band called Sugar Push. Yeah, Sugar Push. Pretty awesome, right? Of a rock group in the 90s. My dad is the lead vocalist, and I was lucky enough to get some files, and I'm going to play them over the radio. It's very exciting. But without further ado, I'm going to play Grace 2 by the Tragically Hip, Plea from a Cat Named Virtue by the Weaker Thans. Such a good song. I'm so glad that I found it. And 7-4 Shoreline by Broken Social Scene. Because I love Broken Social Scene. All right, guys. Without further ado, here we go. Thank you.
to endorse when the appearance of conflict meets the appearance of force. But I can guarantee,
you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those kids. Songs you sing, they're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. We'll talk about the weather all I can kill. Let their tiny feathers.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to... Well, you were already listening if you were on, so there's no welcome back. It's more welcome back to me talking on Are We There Yet? Because you're already tuned in. So if I said welcome back, it doesn't really do anything, does it? It's like saying, like, oh, I love when this happens. No, you don't love when this happens. You're just trying to find a way to bridge the sentence. Welcome back. To Are We There Yet? My name is Maximilian Kalinescu, if you're just tuning in. We are playing music from DaBoof for my final episode. Shocker to those that just tuned in. It's my final episode. And we're playing some classics, some of the stuff that I really liked listening to while being the host of Are We There Yet? I don't have much else to say other than let's run these next two songs, and then I think we're going to play my dad's music from the 90s, which I'm going to be playing on the radio today. Very exciting. What I will say, though, before we get into Metric, which is next, I am continuing to work at CJLO. I'm just not going to be doing a music show. I'm going to be doing a basketball show. For those who are interested, we have not come up with a title yet, but we will be going on Monday mornings at 9 through 10 a.m. We really wanted to call ourselves the Unction because it's me and my friend, and we're quite old-heady about basketball. We're not sure yet, but that's the plans. So if you like basketball and you like hearing me talk, God knows why, come join us starting September 8th at 9 a.m. on Monday. Let's play Metric. All right. We're going to play Golden Gun Girls. Or Gold Guns Girls. I always think it's Golden Guns Girls. Don't know why. Gold Gun Girls. And Combat Baby by Metric. Metric's really awesome. When I had the Something Fest guys on here, I was talking about it. And I went to Something Fest. And this band, Superstar Crush, came on for their encore. And all week I'd been listening to Black Sheep by Metric. And they come back on stage and they go, okay, so we can either do Hot and Cold by Katy Perry or Black Sheep by Metric. And I got so excited, I lost my voice screaming to do Black Sheep by Metric. There's not a lot of people in... Well, there was a lot of people in the venue, but it's not like it was like the monolithic concert venue. So I was definitely heard and jumping up and down like a little kid. And they killed it. Shout out Superstar Crush, straight from Hamilton. Anyways, let's play some Metric. We're going to play Gold Guns Girls, Combat Baby by Metric. And then I'm going to keep chatting a little more. Y'all ready? Because I am.
The gun. Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough?
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine free. Faux punk fatigue, said it all before.
Hi, I'm talking again because it's my radio show and I'm saying hi. Well, about to be formally. But welcome back again. I'm going to say welcome back a lot because I made a joke about it earlier and I'm like callbacks. So we're going to do that a lot today. I'm very excited because I get to play my dad's band on CJLO 1690 AM. Are we there yet? Shout out my own show that I'm on right now. Let's go. We're gonna play Sugar Push. That's my dad's band from the 90s. Sugar Push. Really? It was gonna be Beggar's Choir. No clue why they didn't stick with that name, but regardless, we're still gonna play them. We don't discriminate here. I'm going to start with a song called Spring Day. It's their first song off their album called Glib. If you are interested in listening to the entire album, it is on SoundCloud. The band name Sugar Push, all one word, capital S. And then we're going to play Trucks, the last song off of Glib. And I hope you guys will enjoy as much as I will enjoy playing it. So without further ado, let's play some freaking Sugar Push, man.
Let's go.
Hi, it's me talking. I know I said I'd play two songs, but I wanted to... I forgot to introduce, like, what those songs are about. So I'm going to just do that quickly now. The song that you just listened to was about a day in February or the winterish months where it happened to be 20 degrees plus for no reason. And my dad wrote about, or my dad and the band wrote about Spring Day in not spring. And then the song that's next is called Trucks. My dad and the band combat the patriarchy. It's about driving from Toronto to Montreal and how the trucks were always in the way. So he's moving trucks, literally, and figuratively and literally, like it's him driving on the highway to go visit my mom in Montreal. How sweet, right? Just thought I would prelude that because I think that's important to what, why I'm playing some of these songs and how they, you know, I grew up listening to them, stuff like that. Anyways, let's run Trucks. Trucks is a big old long keyboard solo. Shout out George File. And we're going to listen to the whole thing. It's 10 minutes. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
and past we no longer use. They're covered in the ruins of what we lose. I'm moving trucks, move on. Yeah.
Hi. I'm back. Talking. Hope you guys enjoyed Trucks by Sugar Push. It's pretty fun, right? Shout out Cătălin Călinescu, my father. George File. Rob Varga. Everyone else in between. For some beautiful music that we just played. After I play an ad and a show promo, I wanted to share with you a really funny song that I heard in a bar in, I don't know, in between Mile End and Plateau. It's a little dive called La Rémise. And they have, like, they have karaoke, but some of it's really, really, really keb karaoke. And I watched a man get on stage and play a song that I've never heard in my life, and every single person at the bar sing along perfectly. That was happened about 7 different times with different songs. And it was really quite a beautiful moment. Could you tell I'm from Toronto, by the way? Hi. Bonjour. Ma français, c'est terrible parce que c'est le français de Ontario. Alors, je parle pas comme une personne de Québec. Right? Yeah. It's what it is, man. Anyways. Ad. Promo. Bob Epin by Plume La Traverse. And then I'm going to chat for a little bit because it's my last show. And I want to say goodbye to you guys. All right. Here we go.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Parfume à terre et bantine, à Couroille, la rue Sainte-Catherine. Qui ça? Bob Epin. Bob Epin. Bob Epin. Bob Epin. C'est la coqueluche des grands drive-in, à Fafureur avec ses bottines. Qui ça? Bob Epin. Travaille dans un usine, sa mère accouche dans la cuisine. Qui ça? Bob Epin. Bob Epin. Bob Epin. Bob Epin. Eh ben pogné sa nicotine, pis eh ben chum avec ma voisine. Qui ça? Bob Epin. Le rock chrome et full pin, comme une vraie super Bob Epin. Qui ça?
ba 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 ba.
Bobby Pin, Bobby Pin, je suis sur les rues de Montréal.
Right? Come on, it was awesome. Is that going to be my last song that I play on my last episode of Are We There Yet? Absolutely. Absolutely that is. And I'm proud of it. Because I thought it was awesome. Hey guys, let's have a little one-on-one. In our last 45 seconds. This has been awesome. I'm so happy that I've had the privilege of being on this radio show. And shout out Sophie. Thank you. And I've been able to share music with you guys. Whether it be through guests, whether it be through me. You get to hear me in my very tired 9 a.m. state. And I'm just happy that I got to do it. I want to say thank you to everybody that listened. I love you guys, personally. And if you want to catch me talking on the radio again, tune in at 9 a.m. next Monday. Bye.